With me is Melissa Donaldson. She is the head of digital services and innovation at the Racine Public Library. Is everything you do digital in life now? Because that's your job. You're head of, you know, digital services. Do you do anything the old-fashioned way?
Me personally?
Yeah. Now, we talked about the banking business, and we talked about all that kind of stuff, how we do it. And you're kind of on the latest, on the cusp of doing it the way you probably should, and I'm still on the old writing checks and things like that. But you still have a television?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you I have a lot of television. So
yeah, see, that's what I do. But you talk to my kids, and they say, TV? That's for old folks.
Oh, my kids have TVs.
Yeah, no, they do everything digitally on computers and pads and
things like that. Well, they do
that too. Yeah, they watch everything they have to watch.
Entertainment is mobile.
I know. Not with me. I got a TV and a cell phone. My cell phone's old. But other than that, we were talking when we went on the air about Dolly Parton. And we were talking about what an amazing human being she was. Not just an entertainer. Just a nice human being. And you can't find anybody that has anything negative to say about her.
Mm-mm. No, and she's given so many books, I think, through her Imagination Library.
Yeah, I know people that have them.
Yep. And the people could sign up at the library for those, too. So, yeah.
Just gives them away.
Yep.
What kind of books are they, do you know?
I do not know. Uh-huh. No one.
And she actually, they showed her reading to children as well. I just think she's a great human being. She gives millions and millions of dollars away.
Yep.
And I guess if you have it, you can afford to do it. But she does it. And she's just always smiling and writes great songs. And wow, 80 years old. Had a good life.
Yep.
Exactly. A very humble life. We talked about the beginning. She lived in squalor. Mm-hmm. Grew up, her parents couldn't read or write. And couldn't even write letters to them because they couldn't read them.
Aw.
She had to talk to them in person, tell them what she wanted. Anyway. So, yeah, we're just talking about Dolly Parton here. But you've got something coming up. The Lakefront Expo 2026. You had to move the date.
Yes, the original date on some of our earlier marketing on this was supposed to be this Saturday, but unfortunately, with the death of Bishop Kirby and his funeral is this Saturday, we decided to change it. The committee decided to change it to allow the community to pay respects to Bishop Kirby.
So the new date is?
October 3rd, 2026, from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, so what is the Lakefront Expo? Sounds great. What is it?
Yeah, it's a partnership that we've done with the African American Chamber of Commerce. It celebrates African American businesses in the community. We have a Taekwondo group come in and they do a little show. They're honoring Pastor Melvin Hargrove and they're honoring our legacy tribute this year. So it's just a lot of fun, food, music, local vendors and businesses. There'll be some interactive games for the kids. My team, the Innovation Lab team, will be there and we'll have some of our tech out there for kids to try. And it's going to be in the library on the second floor by the east windows and the community room. So we're kind of taking over the second floor. There's going to be a DJ there.
It's a takeover.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is my third year partnering with them to do this program, and I'm really looking forward to it.
It takes a lot of planning.
It does. We've been working on this for almost a year now.
Really?
So, yeah. Yep.
Whoa. Okay. Community connections, celebration as we gather on the lakefront. Wow. Hope it's a good day. You can't tell yet, though.
Well, it's going to be inside.
It's outside, but
it's
still.
It's inside, so we don't have to worry about weather. Or those yellow jackets that are out at that time of year.
Yellow jacket. Oh, yeah, the bees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they come out in the fall like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, why is their last ditch effort to do something about it? What's next on the list do you want to talk about?
So we're really excited for our community science fair. This is something new that we're trying. We're going to be part of the 2026 Wisconsin Science Fest, and their theme this year is The Science of Us, a celebration of the brain and body. We're inviting the community to come and do create a science fair project that they can share with the community. That date will be October 24th is the science fair date. But we do try to say if you could try to sign up by September 15th, you'll get a packet of stuff to help you, guide you on your journey and what we're kind of looking for, what you'll be judged on, that kind of stuff. When you pick up your board, there's going to be three categories. So we're going to do elementary, middle school, high school, and adults. So we really want you to focus on the human, you know, a celebration of the brain and body. So we really want it to be focused on that.
Give me an example. Can you?
No.
Because I could tell you what my father built for my brother when he had his science fair. I mean, the thing was, it was beautiful. He built the wood box for it. Was had to do with electricity. But he used batteries in there. Mm-hmm. You know, real electricity for kids. And the breaking and connecting of circuits. And this was obviously my brother didn't build it or anything to do with it. My father did everything. My brother just brought it and stuck his name on it. And it did well. And he saved it for most of his life. He may still have it. But it's a beautiful box, stained wood. And it had different lights on it. And you would connect the circuits. And it talked about electrical circuits and how to connect them. It was beautiful, except my brother had nothing to do with it. He was not even in the planning. He was not in the room when it was done. My father said, here, let me show you how to work it.
Oh, that's cool.
Slapped his name on it.
That's cool. It's cool, though.
Do you think the teacher was fooled? Come on.
A little bit.
No, not a little bit. No, nothing. Okay, so, but we're celebrating instead of gadgets. But we celebrate, there could be gadgets there, too, right?
Yeah, there could be. I mean, like anything that could help. Anything to do with the brain and the body. You know, I'm thinking like all the stuff that people have come up with at various science fairs, like, you know, like the 3D printed hands.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, who would have ever thought that that would be something? You know, there's somebody on. I'm just thinking 3D printing because that's what I see a lot of due to my job at the library. Somebody created 3D prints like wheelchairs for little kids.
Yes, I saw. We actually had the story on the air. This kid made a wheelchair for a little girl, and he also made it so it was expandable. Mm-hmm. So as she grew, you can expand the back, the headrest, and the feet where the feet go. And it was all colorful. It was plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked great, and that little girl was able to use it. He built it on his 3D printer.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
amazing what you can do.
It's really, really cool. We are asking that people try to register by September 15th, though, we will allow registrations to come in through October 1st.
Shouldn't have said that. Now people will wait.
Well, it's okay. And again, the registered participants will receive an information packet and a trifold display board.
Let's talk about some of these rules. Originality, all projects must be the work of the entrants.
And again, the registered participants will receive an information packet and a trifold display board.
Let's talk about some of these rules. Originality, all projects must be the work of the entrants. Yeah, like my father made my brothers.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Adults may guide participants, but should not complete the work for them.
Yes, we do want the kids' stuff to look like kids' stuff. You know, that it's part of growing. It's a part of learning.
Team size, maximum 3 members per project. Mixed age teams will compete in the category of the oldest member. Safety first, open flames, dangerous chemicals, explosives, illegal substances are prohibited. You'd think that'd be common sense, but no.
Yeah, but you know, you some experience, you have open flames and stuff like that. And we're like, we are in a building full of books, so that's probably not the best for our building.
You know, when I was in school, David Surrett was his name, still a friend of mine on Facebook. His father built a volcano, a working volcano. And the way he did it was, and it was, can't believe I remember this from like the third or fourth grade. He took a match, had the teacher light the match, and she dropped it in the volcano, and the volcano turned, it was on fire on the inside, and it spewed up, it looked like little tiny pebbles, or like a race, you know, erase something and get those little, just flowing out, and flames were coming out of it, and it was magnificent to see. That's volcano so cool. Like that, except you're right. Could have started the whole room on fire, but nobody thought about it.
Right.
Nobody had a fire extinguisher ready just in case. We're talking to Melissa Donaldson. She is the head of digital services and innovation at the Racine Public Library. And we're talking about, we have a whole bunch of things we're talking about, but this is the science fair coming up. And turn on your microphone. It might work better. The science fair is coming up. And this is the date of the fair is
October 24th.
Now, how old do you have to be to participate?
This is all ages. So any, if you can read and write, or even if you can just write, or if mom and dad can write for you and you're coming up with your own idea and they can help you along the way, all the way until you're dead.
But mama and dad cannot build it for you and you slap your name on it.
No, we do want the kids to do the work.
And it'll be obvious if mom and dad build
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
All of a sudden a toddler comes in with his giant project neatly painted. No. Well, that's great. That's great. And we left off at the ethics portion of this program here. We talked about originality, team size, maximum 3 members per project, safety first, no open flames, no dangerous chemicals, explosives, illegal substances prohibited. Yeah, I want to tell you how heroin is made. Here, I brought some heroin and some meth. We'll show you how it's made. No, you can't do stuff like that. Let's talk about the ethics portion of this.
Yeah, so we just want to make sure that if you're going to involve human subjects in your experiment or whatever project that you're doing, that there must be minimal risk.
What kind of, why would you use a human subject?
Well, I mean, it's a, we're talking about the brain and body if you, you know, like.
I guess.
Experiments have all sorts of things.
I know, but still, just the way you said it, human subjects. Yeah. Maybe that scared me when I heard that. There are certain display and setup guidelines for the science fair. Let's talk about those.
Yep. So everybody's going to get a trifold display from the library. Once you sign up, we'll contact you and let you know when you can come and pick it up. The display should include a project title, your research question, the hypothesis you came up with, the procedures you developed, and then all of your data. We would like to see charts and graphs, photos, all that jazz. And then a conclusion. If your project would require electricity, we do have electricity in the floor, in the space that we're going to be using. You just need to let us know ahead of time so that we can make sure to put you by one of those. And then you know, would need to also provide a grounded 3-prong extension cord. Bring that with you.
And live animals. Now, be careful when you deal with live animals. We don't want to see them getting hurt. And glass containers, all spillable liquids not permitted. But if you're using live animals, no, we don't want them getting hurt.
Yes, exactly.
I don't care who they are. Just don't let them get hurt. I saw on ABC World News the other day, they showed humanoid robots racing around a track, track and field event.
Yeah.
They went faster than the humans. Well, the only thing they couldn't do was look out of the way of something, because one of the robots tripped and fell and the other robot just tripped and fell over it. They couldn't see that there was another robot in front of them. So they tripped and fell. They couldn't walk around it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, they didn't perfect them yet.
Yeah.
But they were fast. They look like humans running, but they were robots.
Interesting.
And interesting. I'm just trying to think. There had to be a science fair somewhere. It was some kid came in with a robot. There's got to be something somewhere along the line.
I'm sure. And I just wanted to really give a big, huge shout out to the Friends of the Racine Public Library for sponsoring this event. Because without their support, we would not be able to do this. There are going to be prizes in each of the categories. There'll be a first place prize for each of the categories. It's going to be an Apple iPad.
Ooh.
Second place is the Android tablet. And third place is an Amazon Kindle. So in each of those categories, age categories I read off earlier, there'll be a first, second, and third place.
They still make the Kindles, huh? Because that was my wife's first tablet. She got a Kindle. Then a Kindle Fire.
Well, that's what they are, Kindle Fires.
Kindle Fires, yeah. They're good. They're all good.
Yeah.
She got me a tablet. Not so long ago, it was a birthday gift. She uses it. I don't use it for some reason.
Hmm.
I still do everything on my phone. It's just easier.
Yeah.
It's a very heavy tablet, but it's really good.
Just not for you.
Yeah. You know, when I had her Kindle Fire, I used to play Scrabble on it all the time.
Okay.
But it was very lightweight. And I was able to use it by holding it with one hand while I was in bed. This one's very heavy.
Okay.
So you see how to lean on you. It's okay. It's good. Now we do stuff on it, but she took control of it. It was my gift, which became her gift, which now I have no ownership in it whatsoever. It's like one of those rules. If you don't use it for 30 days, it reverts back to the person who gave it to you. Some rule she made up or something like that. I'm sure that's not really on the book somewhere. So this is good. The science fair. I'd love to see what they come up with, but I'd love to see them come up with it. Not like my father used to make all our stuff.
Yeah, no, we're really excited to see what everybody comes up
with.
Yeah.
And you never know where the next great invention's coming from.
Or the next medical device, or you know what I mean? Like, there's so many things that have come up at science fairs that we use today, you know.
And it's always some kid who explains it to you and you can't understand them. You know, you ever get those kids? Well, here's what I came up with. And you took the Fenarquhar rod and I put it in here. And I discovered when I did that, it didn't work. Some of these kids are so smart.
Yep.
Yes, I don't think they are. I came up with a science fair project.
I never had to do one. Like, in any of this, we never did. My kids did. They went to Red Apple.
My brother did. I never had to do it, though.
Yeah, me neither.
My father made all our projects for us, no matter what.
I used to make dioramas. Those were
fun. I made the dioramas. I did those. Those I did on my own.
Yeah, I loved making those. Those were fun.
You
for
got
me.
A cardboard box. You cut out a window with a cardboard box. You put all your little characters in there.
Your little shoe box. We didn't have shoe boxes.
We, one time, my project was to make an incubator for chickens, for chicks.
Cool.
And we did it. And the teacher said, let's actually hatch some chickens. So we went to and this is New York on Long Island. And we found a farm where we can get these fertilized eggs. And we actually got a real incubator, a real metal one. And while we're in class, we heard them hatch. So then we put them in my homemade incubator, which had a light to keep them warm. And it worked. They were in there. It was only about five or six of them, but they were in there. And so my project worked. I cut out a window. And I put a piece of plastic thing over so you can watch them. And the light bulb was in there keeping them warm, but it was there where they couldn't touch them.
Right, right.
And we built this thing and it was great. And then it was time to take them back to the farm because they grew up. Yeah. But it was amazing. It was a project that I made. And I remember everything to this day. Then we opened it up and it was messy in there.
Oh.
But it worked.
Yep.
It was an actual project that actually did lives.
How does anything?
Yeah.
Get developed, you know, there becomes a need for it.
There's a lot of cardboard, but the diorama reminded me of that when you said that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, in case people just tuned in, let's talk about some of the things we started off with today. And this is for the Lakefront Expo coming up.
The Lakefront Expo.
And the date was changed to October 6th because...
October 3rd.
Yeah, because of the death of Bishop.
Bishop Kirby.
We talked about him when the mayor was in the other day. And so, again, explain what the Lakefront Expo is, where it is, how to get involved in it.
Okay. So the Lakefront Expo is a partnership with the African American Chamber of Commerce of Greater Racine. For me personally, this is the third year that I've been involved with this program. And this year, the legacy tribute is going to be Pastor Melvin Hargrove. There's going to be a whole bunch of things, food vendors, music, local vendors and businesses. There's going to be workshops that people can attend, business workshops for small businesses. It's going to be marketing for small business. There'll be different games for the kids to do, family fun for the whole family. So it's just a really fun day of community at the library. And again, it's on the second floor in the adult services department. We kind of take over the east windows and the community room.
You know, here's the difference between me and you. I can tell you right now, everybody, I am reading it off paper. She's reading it off her phone. Mm-hmm. And I do that, too, when I work at the concerts for the Korean concert band. Papers, you can't use paper when you're up there. It's windy and it's damp. And I use my cell phone to read everything off of there. But isn't that funny? I could have done that this morning, too. And I decided I could have put it on the computer screen.
Yeah.
But I went with the old paper.
I mean, I do. I'm trying to move away from paper just because so much clutter, you know. So I try to use my phone or my iPad for everything.
So you got a lot of big events coming up for the rest of the year, too?
We do. We have some really fun events. We have kind of with Unified going to being off for like some of the Wednesday afternoons, they're having some early release. We're doing some programs earlier in the day for the kids. So our Minecraft Club is going to be gearing up for our school year, which is really, really exciting. We had a great turnout this past summer. You just come to the library, build on our Minecraft server, do something together. It's a lot of fun.
Just the way you said it, sounds like a prison. Early release. Oh. They're on parole every Wednesday, and we let them out for parole. My wife does the Mahjong at the library once a month. Mm-hmm. She just runs over this, loves playing Mahjong, and she learned it at the public library.
Yep. They have all these people going on. I can't even keep it all in my head.
And it's not only women. It's men play Mahjong, too.
Everybody plays Mahjong.
Now, there's a learning curve on it. I will just tell you, because the pieces are all Chinese characters that we learned. We play it at home now. And it's a learning curve. But she said, when do you do it? It's fun.
That's awesome.
And you get to play with all the people. The library supplies the Mahjong tiles. But yeah, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Melissa Donaldson, who is the head of digital services and innovation at the Racine Public Library. Always fun. Now we can have all people coming in from the library now. Summer's over. You guys can stop messing around. We'll get back to work. And I want to thank Shea King for setting all this up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's good having you here.